Today's blog is in response to microphone.ministries@gmail.com. Bishop Roscoe says, if this information sounds familiar, it's because I was asked to explain why I don't believe the COVID vaccine is the mark of the beast. This is the Avinu.info podcast, brought to you by the Avinu.info blog author and senior pastors of Living Church Ministries International, Bishop Demetrix and Pastor Pauline Roscoe. Today's topic is the mark of the beast. Our blog author goes on to say, first of all, I would like to thank you for your great quest about the current vaccine discussion and how it relates to the mark of the beast with a biblical answer, as you kindly suggested. As a microphone minister, I certainly respect the unique call on your life. I pray that my answers might serve as the drawing tool for many to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. At this moment, the body of Christ should be building up their faith because of the hard times and hard choices that are ahead of us, as mentioned in the book of Jude. Jude 1, 18 through 20 of the Amplified reads, they told you beforehand, in the last days, in the end time, there will be scoffers who seek to gratify their own unholy desires, following after their own ungodly passions. It is these who are agitators, setting up distinctions and causing divisions, merely sensual creatures, carnal, worldly-minded people, devoid of the Holy Spirit, and destitute of any higher spiritual life. But you, beloved, build yourselves up, founded on your most holy faith. Make progress. Rise like an edifice, higher and higher, praying in the Holy Spirit. Per Bishop Roscoe, there are many reasons why I am saying to the church that I believe that the vaccine is only a prerequisite to conditions that are similar to Daniel and Revelations. And this is because to accept the mark of the beast, one would have to renounce their faith in Yeshua before receiving the Antichrist mark. Today's worldwide confusion is a precursor to the real thing sneaking upon us. Global governments will use this vaccine crisis to implement the necessary need for a vaccine mandate or political decree. A vaccine mandate will give the Antichrist the legal authority as an occasion requiring immediate action for a single world emergency pact for the safety of world governments. For thousands of years, Satan misled Israel into turning their backs on Adonai, Lord of the nations. The devil was able to mislead God's people by miscommunication and assumptions. The same mechanism was used against the Messiah, the apostles, and with the mark of the beast. The spiritual message foretold in the book of Daniel is unfolding before our eyes. The story is so important that Adonai and the angel Gabriel had to personally explain the reality of this awful event called the last days to the prophet Daniel. The devil does not have the power to cause plagues. Biblically, plagues and pandemics were the language of God when he was displeased with the sinful nature and rebellion on the earth. For instance, when Moses produced the plague of biting gnats or mosquitoes throughout all the land of Egypt, Pharaoh's magicians warned their king that they had only seen the finger of Adonai's power. In other words, when Pharaoh's magicians tried, using their enchantments and secret arts to bring forth gnats or mosquitoes, they could not, because this event became a teaching moment of Adonai to let Pharaoh know that you can call on your idol gods and I will command them to be still. Exodus 8. 17 through 19 of the Amplified reads, and they did so. Aaron stretched out his hand with his rod and struck the dust of the earth, and there came biting gnats or mosquitoes on man and beast. All the dust of the land became biting gnats or mosquitoes throughout all the land of Egypt. The magicians tried by their enchantments and secret arts to bring forth gnats or mosquitoes, but they could not. And there were gnats or mosquitoes on man and beast. Then the magician said to Pharaoh, this is the finger of God. But Pharaoh's heart was hardened and strong, and he would not listen to them, just as the Lord had said. It was Adonai who sent the plagues on Pharaoh when he took Sarah into his harem when Abraham told him she was his sister. Innocent people died because the man of God did not stand up to Pharaoh. Adonai sent the plague into the wilderness when the people of God committed fornication and idol worship, causing 23,000 to die in one day. Adonai sent the plague at King David's rebellion of counting the people. As a result, 70,000 died in one day. The leadership of the house of God must never forget that the mission is to dispel darkness, not to bring light to ourselves. But where is the voice of the church when babies are aborted and fornication is protected by legislation? Adonai is speaking in his angry voice. The church world should repent and start caring about souls more than we care about being accepted. Just repent. God's way is right, and our way has failed. There is a powerful, undeniable reason why the book of Daniel and the book of Revelation use the exact same language, relating to a system of government that is centralized and dictatorial and requires complete subservience to the state, a form of one world government. If the vaccine was the mark of the beast, those who refused it would be arrested or killed. Both Daniel and Revelation talk about an image that is to be worshipped. The mark of the beast will be a government issue, as one who has submitted to a doctrine of the Antichrist, unlike Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Daniel, who refused to worship any image or person other than Jesus Christ our Lord. The book of Daniel and the book of Revelation are thousands of years apart, but have the mystical beast coming out of the sea, and in both books, authority is given to this supernatural creature and the image of the statue that is representing Nebuchadnezzar. The same is true in the book of Revelation, where authority is given to the spirits and riders of the horse, showing that these plagues represent the judgment of God. Here is the prophecy of Daniel 7:25 coming to pass in Revelation chapter 13, where slander and blasphemies were spoken toward Adonai. Revelation 13:6-7 of the Amplified. And he opened his mouth to speak slanders against God, blaspheming his name and his abode, even vilifying those who live in heaven. He was further permitted to wage war on God's holy people, the saints, and to overcome them. And power was given him to extend his authority over every tribe and people and tongue and nation. With the outward expression of sexual promiscuity, the body of the Messiah is getting closer to where we will have to take a stand against the political, totalitarian type of government disrespecting the Word of God and those who trust in the Jewish Messiah. Bishop Roscoe says, "Here is my biblical proof that we are at a crucial prophetic juncture. The time of the Holy Bible places Adonai's servants, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who were arrested for not bowing before the image of the statue, in the same time as the threat that will come upon the people of God, just around the corner." Daniel 3:4-6 of the Amplified. Then the herald cried aloud, "You are commanded, O peoples, nations, and languages, that when you hear the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, trigon, harp, dulcimer, or bagpipe, and every kind of music, you are to fall down and worship the golden image that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall that very hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace." The God of the Hebrew children protected them from the fiery furnace because it was their faith in God's ability to rescue them from the executioner's fire. The mark of the beast is about turning our worship from Jesus Christ, our Savior, over to the Antichrist. Daniel 3:11-14 of the Amplified, "And that whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom you have appointed and set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, pay no attention to you. They do not serve your gods or worship the golden image which you have set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar, in rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these men were brought before the king. Then Nebuchadnezzar said to them, "Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the golden image which I have set up?" Daniel 3:16-18 of the Amplified. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, it is not necessary for us to answer you on this point. If our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the golden image which you have set up." The key here is that theocracy, a state religion, will give power to the Antichrist, and whosoever rejects the religion of the state defies the Antichrist, but ensures them a home in heaven. However, today is the time when the saints of God must build up their spirits and their love for what Adonai has done for all who trust him. We can do this by welcoming the Lord in our churches and homes. Revelation 14:9-11 of the Amplified. "Then another angel, a third, followed them, saying with a mighty voice, 'Whoever pays homage to the beast and his statue and permits the beast's stamp, mark, or inscription to be put on his forehead or on his hand, he too shall have to drink of the wine of God's indignation and wrath, poured undiluted into the cup of his anger, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascends forever and ever, and they have no respite, no pause, no intermission, no rest, no peace, day or night. These who pay homage to the beast and to his image, and whoever receives the stamp of his name upon him.'" Thank you for listening to this edition of the Avinu.info blog podcast. Special thanks to our authors, Bishop Demetrix and Pastor Pauline Roscoe, and to our editor, Val Gunter. We ask you to help us with a gift of any size. Many lives are being changed worldwide by this ministry. Contributions can be mailed to 401 Omega Street South, Birmingham, Alabama 35205, or visit avinu.info and click on the donate button to make a secure payment with your debit card, credit card, or PayPal account. Thank you in advance for your giving. Always walk blessed in the strong name of Jesus.